All your questions answered on The Takeaway. So, big sports weekend. It was batting practice at Yankee Stadium as the Red Sox just sort of stuck it to the New York Yankees. The Celtics and Bulls tied their NBA playoff series. The Stanley Cup proceeds, but the NFL draft was the huge story. Probably got bigger ratings than some of those games I talked about. The biggest news from the draft, after their abysmal 0-16 season, the Detroit Lions, who of course got the first pick. If you do that badly, you get a few perks. They ponied up a guaranteed $41.7 million for Georgia quarterback Matt Stafford. The New York Jets traded with Cleveland, whose coach they fired in January, to take Southern California quarterback Mark Sanchez. Both are big stories, but it's not the big headline from the NFL draft. Blogger and Takeaway contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Matin is here in the studio with me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's talk about the sort of the headlines, and then get to the deeper story that you want to talk about. Matt Stafford, is he worth it? $41 million? That's guaranteed money, right?
If you're 0-16, Matt Stafford is the guy.
Now, is he about winning games or is he about filling the seats?
Well, that's an interesting question. He definitely can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can direct an offense. I think he's about winning games. And fundamentally for them, they just need to compete. They need to win a game.
Do they have a line to protect him? In other words, is his doctor advising him to maybe, you know, wear, armor made out of titanium?
Don't expect Stafford to come out of the gate being like an Aikman or, any of these great quarterbacks that we remember. He's going to have a tough year first year, and he might take a lot of licks.
All right. Can this turn Detroit around?
Well, you know, Detroit's been in a hole for quite some time. I think when you look for a quarterback to go first, I think in the history in the past 10 years, only Eli Manning has taken their team to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if he's that kind of guy, we'll see. I'm not sure, but he definitely will start the process and bring energy back to Detroit.
And for 2 years, Eli was like the most ridiculous decision the Giants ever made, and then he became like the most brilliant idea. So it's a terrifying road for Mr. Stafford, even with the $41.7 million. The New York Jets traded up or down, I don't know what you'd call it, to get Southern Cal quarterback Mark Sanchez, who's an interesting ethnic story in addition to his talents on the field.
Certainly. I think some people are they're in a position where they have no other choice but to trade over.
Mm-hmm.
So they take some of their picks for next year or later on this year, and they get a guy like a Mark Sanchez. Sanchez, who is the first Mexican-American, the first one to go this high in the draft, a USC guy, Southern California guy from high school. But mind you, Pete Carroll, who's his coach, who was a former NFL guy, thinks that he's not ready to go to the NFL.
Hmm. You know, Gustavo Arellano, who's our friend on The Takeaway, has got a blog in L.A. called Ask a Mexican. He described Mark Sanchez as quarterbacking while Mexican. Is there a Hispanic audience that wants him to succeed?
When you talk about the NFL draft, you talk about blue chip players and assets. You talk about franchise players, impact players. You don't really talk about the ethnicity of the player,
right,
except that when it's a Mexican-American and he's from Southern California, I think it matters.
Interesting. All right, but this was the year of middle-level players. The offensive line and receivers did particularly well. What does that say about the style of play in the NFL?
Well, in the NFL right now, you have a two-back style offense. You have a very different type of offense than you've had in the past. A lot of running backs weren't picked, and I think that just shows that the speed isn't there as much. The overall talent level is down. The players that were picked are what you call solid starters, people that are going to be solid for you for a couple of years and give you good playing time.
You know, maybe what the NFL is figuring out is that when, I guess, the average weight of a player is something like, 290, 300, I mean, there are these huge offensive line people wandering around stomping on players. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're that fast. You got to keep from getting hurt. That's job one in the NFL.
With the offensive line guys, they're going straight ahead. They're going straight at you. So they have a less their potential for injury is a much less. With a defensive line and linebackers, those positions were also picked up. And a lot of those guys, they're going to go lateral. They're going to last. They're going to last less in the league than the offensive line guys.
Who did the best team wise?
Well,
said the Jets did.
A lot of people are saying the Jets did really well. The Giants did great. The Eagles did really good. The Denver Broncos did not do really well. I think when you pick a high pick and then your lower picks you send them away, you're setting yourself up for trouble.
A lot of people pay attention to the Dallas Cowboys. I certainly don't. But what did they do in the draft?
They didn't make any sort of exciting moves at all.
Mm.
I think they just filled in positions where they had need. It's just like the normal story of the draft. It's like, how fast are they? What's their jumping ability? But, you pull in guys that may or may not help you.
So every year when the draft happens, do you, look at your phone and go, I could have been there. I could have done that.
You're asking a
person. Tell the story. Come on.
Well, okay. So there was once upon a time when Ibrahim was able to make a decision between putting my name on the list or not, and I had to make the decision not to.
You were coming out of what college?
University of Rhode Island.
University of Rhode Island. And did you want to be in the NFL?
I had no desire to be in the NFL.
Why?
Because my dream of playing football was to get a full scholarship to college, and that's what happened.
And so you graduated, and now?
And now I'm using my brain to make my money.
All right. Rather than getting stomped on
exactly.
On the field. Ibrahim, thanks so much for being with us, as always. Ibrahim Abdelmatin, blogger and takeaway contributor. Matin, Abdelmatin, right? Why
don't you
get that
sir.
Wrong? Abdelmatin.
You say it lovely, though. You say it lovely.
No. Kick me around, linebacker. All right. And now Femi Okeh has the headlines for us.
I always wanted to be a linebacker. Never quite worked out.